Give me those follow-ups, bleeps, and blunders as we go back to the 80s. I'm your Pity the Fool host, Darian. Coming up after this break, we're going back to Tuesday, April 10th, 1984.
No Bluetooth? No problem. New Potato Technologies presents TuneLink Auto, helping normal folks who drive normal cars stream music from smartphones to car stereos. Tired of trying to find the music you want to hear? Let TuneLink Auto upgrade your car to modern without the expense. TuneLink Auto sets up a link between your smartphone and any empty FM station on your FM dial. If you can hear this ad, just go to newpotatotech.com and use the code RADIO to receive 20% off.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
New Kentucky Nuggets, flavor that never runs out.
Go your Nuggets, we do chicken right.
It was Tuesday, April 10th, 1984, and on this date, John Long of Detroit ends the NBA free throw streak of 51 games. And he wasn't the only one with a streak. Kenny Loggins had a 3-week number one streak with his hit, Footloose. Earl Thomas Conley had only a 1-week streak with his number one country hit, Don't Make It Easy For Me. New in theaters, Sony Pictures comedy, Where the Boys Are, 84, going up against another Sony Pictures comedy, Moscow on the Hudson. And the top winner that night on TV was part two of George Washington on CBS beating out ABC's Three's Company. Oh well, it was a repeat anyway. That's all from me, 80s fans. If you'll excuse me, I need to return my copy of Three's Company. I thought it was something else. I'll catch you tomorrow on another 80s flashback.